Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We ask you that you amplify our efforts by sharing because we have a very short amount of time, just over 40 days, to change people's minds to vote for Donald Trump. And what I mean by change, liberals that don't like him, but liberals that'll vote for Democrat just because they already have. We need to show them why they can't. In fact, this piece here, I'm going to borrow from Sean Hannity in this piece. He's done a collection of Kamala's one-line zingers that are just amazingly communistic. And we're going to play a few of those with comment. And I wish Sean would come back and add commentary to what he's doing, but he may be leaving that up to the public that comes to watch. But I think people need assistance in understanding why much of what Kamala said is dangerous to the Republic, very dangerous. Hey, we're brought to you by, it's multi-collagen. We call it healthwithdave.com. Multi-collagen's absolutely fantastic, and we're going to walk through with you why you want this if you want to look and feel younger. What you're seeing in the upper right-hand column here is a reduction in collagen with age chart. And as you can see, we're seeing here 100% of your collagen is intact to about age 20. And you start to lose it. You lose it by about 12% every single decade until you're left with almost none of it by the time that you're 80 years of age. And your skin sags as a result. Your hair gets thinner. Nails lose their strength, joints become stiff, and recovery from activity exercise really slows down. Digestion-related complaints occasionally seem to come out of nowhere, and in general, our bodies just seem to become our own enemy. Well, if we go up here, take a look at ageless multi-collagen, and what this is, it's a product that contains five types of collagens from four different sources. They blend it together in a proprietary fashion, crosses the blood-brain barrier and begins to replace lost collagen. That's right. Now, they're so sure that this works that they're going to give you 53% off, not the listed 51, but 53% off, and you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you waste nothing. You risk nothing but losing old age. So if you want a better gut health, bone health, recover from resistance training quicker, have fingernail teeth health, and your hair not falling out like it was, this is your ticket right here. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. And again, our thanks to Sean Hannity for putting this up on Megaphone. And like I said, we're going to provide some commentary here with this, which he does on a show. Fairness to Sean, he does do this on the show. But these are clips that need to be played for everybody. Okay, here's Kamala telling you that eventually you're going to have no property rights whatsoever.
First, let me just say, I strongly believe and take very seriously that we must acknowledge that the government of the United States stole land, took land from the tribes, and that there must be a restoration of that ownership for those lands that were possessed by the tribes. So that is a value I hold very dearly and very strongly.
Have you packed your bags? What I'm saying, she's taking an historically correct fact partially. A lot of the loss of native land was the Spanish conquistadors. So should we go into the nation of Spain and extract reparations? I mean, where does it start? Where does it end? I mean, simple minds think of simple solutions. Here she is talking about electric vehicles.
But there is a solution to this problem. Electric vehicles, electric cars, and trucks and buses, which produce no tailpipe emissions, and they are cheaper to own.
This is unbelievable. Carbon is their enemy. Take a listen to this.
So will everyone have to drive electric cars?
Well, by my plan, by 2045, we will have basically zero emission vehicles only, 100% by 2045.
2045. All right, let's go.
And let me add one more thing, Aaron, and also school buses. So part of my plan is that by 2030, we will have electric school buses.
Okay. Do you understand we barely have enough electric grid to meet our needs? In California, they have frequent brownouts and blackouts depending on your location. And since we can't really fully meet our needs today, how are we going to do that? Well, we've given away our energy. Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Iran, we've given that away. We're the biggest owner of energy in the world. But as a result, we don't have it to power our grid. So how could she possibly think we're going to accomplish this? She's just spouting climate change nonsense that doesn't stand up to logic. Okay, listen to this here. This is Vice President Waltz talking about riots.
This has obviously been the most difficult week in Minnesota in recent history and maybe in our entire history. Our community, especially our BAC community, is hurting beyond words. Minneapolis and St. Paul are on fire. The fires still smolder in our streets. The ashes are symbolic of decades and generations of pain, of anguish, unheard, much like we failed to hear George Floyd as he pleaded for his life as the world watched by people sworn to protect him, his community, our state.
Unbelievable. Notice how he deflects. He didn't call in the National Guard. He didn't order the police to stop the burning, looting, and rioting. And then he says the black community is hurting. Yeah, they're hurting because this man's such a racist, he could care less about defending anyone's rights, much less black people. Absolutely ridiculous. This is absolutely crazy. Listen to Kamala Harris bragging about her abuse of her own power.
You know, the power I have as a prosecutor is that with a swipe of my pen, I can charge someone with a misdemeanor, the lowest level offense possible. And by virtue of that swipe of my pen, you will have to go to a courthouse and stand in line. You will have to come out of pocket and hire an attorney. You may get arrested for a few hours. You will be embarrassed in your community. You will miss time from coming onto the Google campus. All because with the swipe of my pen, I've charged you with a crime, which I may choose to dismiss 2 weeks later.
Is this unbelievable or what? Okay, now, J.D. Vance has a comment about Waltz and the rioters.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz do make an interesting team because if we remember the rioting in the summer of 2020, Tim Walz was the guy who let rioters burn down Minneapolis, and then Kamala Harris was the one who bailed the rioters out of jail. So there's an interesting team in that sense.
That pretty much says it all. This is what I really like about J.D. Vance. He cuts right to the point. There's no fluff, and he's not worried about being politically correct. Okay, here's Waltz talking about the riots, because the riots are coming here, people. So I think it's important to know where they stand.
My first and foremost responsibility to the state of Minnesota is the safety and security of all citizens. We cannot have the looting and the recklessness that went on. We cannot have it because we can't function as a society, and I refuse to have it take away the attention of the stain that we need to be working on.
And what stain would that be? Remember, he's the one that would not call in the National Guard. This is unbelievable. Well, Sean Hannity will sum up Waltz's radical positions.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Walls said it's insane that people would be upset with Target for partnering with a satanic designer to promote trans products for kids. You know, he's acknowledged his own white privilege, though, as governor, and said that the office of governor had better be used not just for talk about the problem, but to solve the problem. He sympathized with the vandals that tore down the Statue of Columbus at the Capitol and refused to resurrect it. Walz is a climate radical who wants, you know, to phase out all fossil fuels. What is going on here? Where do you hear from, like, the people that he served with when he was in the National Guard? As soon as he was about to be deployed, he immediately got out. Compare that to J.D. Vance's record. Good luck.
No, I hear you.
Every year, gas-powered cars and trucks and buses contribute millions of tons of carbon dioxide and toxic air pollution. But there is a solution to this problem. Electric vehicles, electric cars, and trucks and buses, which produce no tailpipe emissions.
You know, as we emerge from the pandemic, I believe that we are at the start of a new era. I believe that we have a unique opportunity now to shape our nation's future, to transform how we live, how we work, and how we vote for the better.
Yeah, fundamentally transform America. I'm actually thinking about doing a piece on that. Here we go. Kamala talking about the border.
Both Republicans and Democrats said, look, if you're going to change the Trump policy, the previous policy, at least have a game plan. And there doesn't appear right now to be a game plan.
Well, okay, look, it's a huge problem. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend it's not. It's a huge problem. And are there, are we looking at overcrowding at the border, in particular of these kids? Yes. Yes. We've been in office less than 100 days. We're addressing it. We're dealing with it. But it's going to take some time. And are we frustrated? Are you frustrated? Yes, we are.
Yeah, they were in office less than 100 days. And here we are almost 4 years later and 20 million illegal aliens later. Do I need to say any more? Here's another Kamala line.
We are in the battleground state of Nevada, where a quarter of the population is Latino. Yeah. And one of the top issues for Hispanic voters in the country is the economy.
Yeah.
It's tough. People are struggling to make ends meet. And I would like to ask you, how can you assure Hispanic voters that they should trust and believe in the economic Biden-Harris plan for a second term?
So I'll start by saying that we still have work to do to bring down prices. But the work we have done has been historic in terms of strengthening the economy.
You've got to be kidding me. I couldn't believe she'd have the nerve to say this. I shake my head at this. Okay, how about foreign policy? She has no experience.
As President Biden said, just don't.
Exactly. One word. Pretty straightforward.
Amazing. Here's how she covered for Joe Biden.
You obviously can't change the president's age. So what is your plan to try and change this perception? How do you do that?
I'll tell you the reality of it is, and I spent a lot of time with President Biden, be it in the Oval Office, in the Situation Room, and other places. He is extraordinarily smart. He has the ability to see around the corner in terms of what might be the challenges we face as a nation or globally.
Yeah, he's extraordinarily smart. He can't get his way out of a room. And here she is lying to us about what everybody knew was a lie. Everybody knew that she was lying. And she persists in this lie today. This is absolutely incredible. Okay, here's Kamala lying to Lester Holt in the mainstream media.
Americans don't see a lot of that on a daily basis. What they do see at their own border, children being lowered over fences, children coming in with, you know, phone numbers stenciled on their hand.
Yeah.
And so the question has come up, and you heard it here, and you'll hear it again, I'm sure. It's why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border and ask what is that reason and then identify the problem so we can fix it.
Just quickly put a button.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I mean, I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border. Well,
this is unbelievable. We are at the border, or we've actually crossed the border of insanity. Play this for liberals. Play this for the undecided. Thanks for joining us.